Dear. Yeah, I just a few technical things. When the space station came above the horizon, it actually tracked up to 82 degrees, so it was coming across basically like that, going right up over Melbourne and then taking off down the other side. So with those antennas, if you see them on the way out there, they actually azimuth, which is your horizontal axis, and the elevation, which is your elevation. So Andrew here was controlling that up as well as across to track the space station through the sky. You don't really need a strong receiver. You can have a little handheld radio and receive that space station going over. If you put a program like this on the computer, or there's lots of tracking programs, you can walk outside, turn your receiver on, and you'll hear it go over. Not often do they talk.
Even smaller ones.
Yeah, not often do they talk, but that noise that you heard occasionally, which went wah, that's actually data bursts from packet radio. It's, well, 1200 baud, which is very slow, but people are just transmitting computer messages up to the International Space Station, and that receives them and then sends a reply back. They unfortunately don't turn that off during any of these passes, but eventually they might work out how to install the switch for this sort of thing. But it's not too bad, it's only one or two, and it's just delivering messages back to someone who might be anywhere in Australia. As you can see by the footprint, that covered most of Australian continents. Could have been someone up in Queensland sending some packet data up there that wasn't actually listening to hear the voices coming down. Other than that, no, there's nothing else I really need to say. I'd just like to thank these guys here for putting such a big effort in today, with the hassles that we had. I sat down here and just scratched my head and tried to keep well out of it, but I'm certainly glad that it came off. Most passes are about 10 or 11 minutes, and they are very, very strong. Only 400 kilometres away, just going straight over the top. That's all, Alan.